without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Friday, August 16th, 2024 edition of our history lesson with Pastor Chatfield, talking about natural law, the absolute foundation of our country, of basically the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. Pastor Chatfield, what you're saying not only pertains to our country, but pertains to our lives,
our everything,
all human existence.
Yes. Yes, it does. Let me finish up now with one more quote from Blackstone. I referenced it earlier. This law of nature being coeval or equal in age with mankind and dictated by God himself is, of course, superior in obligation to any other. It is binding over all the globe, in all countries, and at all times. No human laws are of any validity if contrary to this. They're not valid laws. As a matter of fact, they're not laws. They're not just bad laws. Taxes are too high. Well, yeah. Our taxes are too high. But that doesn't make it not a law. But if it violates the law of nature, it's not a law at all. It is no law. That is the basic. That's what Jefferson and Madison wrote in the Acts of Nullification following the Alien Sedition Acts. Of the Adams administration in Kentucky and Virginia. This isn't law. It's not a law. Okay, now here's Martin Luther King Jr. Why do I quote him? Because maybe somebody will believe somebody here. You say, well, I don't agree with Pastor Chatfield. I'm just telling you, you don't agree with our country then. And we got to hit home on this, I think. Okay, this is from, he wrote this as a letter from a Birmingham jail when he was arrested for protesting against so-called legal segregation. And he's 100% right. He says this, some of his own black minister friends were criticizing him for breaking the law. Hey, you were marching without a permit or whatever. Okay, here's what he said. One may well ask, how can you advocate breaking some laws and obeying others? The answer is found in the fact that there are two types of laws. There are just laws, and there are unjust laws. I would agree with St. Augustine that an unjust law is no law at all. Now, what is the difference between the two? How does one determine when a law is just or unjust? A just law is a man-made code that squares with the moral law or the law of God. An unjust law is a code that is out of harmony with the moral code. To put it in the terms of St. Thomas Aquinas, an unjust law is a human law that is not rooted in eternal and natural law. Now, I got to be careful, as our Declaration of Independence says, prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they're accustomed. We don't go protest, oh man, It's a 55 mile an hour speed limit. It should be 65. Let's protest. I mean, that's a disagreement. And sometimes you got bad laws, but there is a remedy to change bad laws, and that's get them next time. Let's get new legislators. Let's change the laws. But sometimes else it is so wrong. As Blackstone said, you're obligated to disobey it. And one more statement here by Martin Luther King. He said, of course, there's nothing new about this kind of civil disobedience, marching, disobeying laws. There's nothing new, Martin Luther King Jr. said. It has been sublimely in the refusal of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to obey the laws of Nebuchadnezzar because a higher moral law was involved. It was practiced superbly by the early Christians, who were willing to face hungry lions and excruciating pain of a chopping block before submitting to certain unjust laws of the Roman Empire. To a degree, academic freedom is a reality today because Socrates practiced civil disobedience. Forget that everything Hitler did in Germany was, quote, legal. And everything the Hungarian freedom fighters did in Hungary was illegal. Afterward, Hungary rose up and rebelled against the Soviets, but the West didn't come to their aid, and they were slaughtered because they were breaking the law of the communist. Nevertheless, on with, again, here's Martin Luther King Jr. It was illegal to aid and comfort a Jew in Hitler's Germany. But I'm sure that if I had lived in Germany during that time, I would have aided and comforted my Jewish brothers, even though it was illegal. If I lived in a communist country today where certain principles dear to the Christian faith are suppressed, I believe I would openly advocate disobeying these anti-religious laws. So he's saying there is the higher law, which is the natural law. See, this is an unbroken train of thought. It's in the Bible, for starters. I mean, it's right from the Genesis 1:1. It's there, and its idea streams through. Although there's not a ton of Bible verses talk about natural law because it's so presupposed, but it's started in started to be defined after the Protestant Reformation. John Locke, William Blackstone, Thomas Jefferson, all the founders. Abraham Lincoln, a big advocate of natural law. Martin Luther King Jr., everybody. Now, let me just tell you one place where it's not specifically put into the Constitution, but you got to read between the lines just a little bit. The Ninth Amendment, unlisted right. Those rights not enumerated in this Constitution shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Ninth Amendment of our Constitution is called unlisted rights. We didn't list all our rights in the Bill of Rights. Why? Because there's some rights that are so presupposed. Okay, they're presupposed. They're so self-evident. They're so built into natural law. We thought, we're not going to list everyone. And so the framers of our Constitution says, just because we don't list a right doesn't mean you don't have it. I mean, it's retained by the people, given to us by God. I mean, the idea of parents to rear their children in the way they think best is such a natural law. It was so presupposed, nobody thought, well, boy, in 300 years here, we're going to have to put it in the Constitution that a parent would have to be notified if their child was going to have a sex change. Are you kidding? That is so against natural law. First of all, the whole notion that you can change sexes, I mean,
right,
is completely against natural law and science and whatever.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned a more recent figure in our history, Martin Luther King Jr. What did he specifically say or believe in when it came to natural law?
He believed in it. He agreed with it. That's why he was protesting. And some of his friends were saying, well, you're breaking the law, but this is a wrong law. It doesn't square with natural law.
About civil rights and all of that they were experiencing at the time. So basically, he who fell back on Jefferson's word where men were all created equal. I remember him quoting Thomas Jefferson quite a bit in his speeches.
Yes. Yes. If you remember the speech at the Lincoln Memorial of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's a that was a good speech. And he called Lincoln a great American. See, what's happened now is I can hardly quote our founders anymore. Why? If I quote Washington, somebody immediately says, slave owner. If I quote Jefferson, slave owner.
Sure.
So who can I quote? I can quote Adams, I suppose. I can quote Martin Luther King Jr. I can quote him.
Right.
So that's why I do that.
Well, you know what? I disagree. You can quote Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Why? Because they realized when they created our country via the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, making it amendable, they knew it wasn't perfect. They knew the country had slavery and was committing sin against God's natural laws, and therefore said, listen, we are living in a time right now, prior to the cotton gin, prior to all of the things that were coming, they said, listen, it's not perfect. It is amendable. And we ended up doing that.
Well, it took a war, but that's true.
Yes.
And listen to this, Randy, and listeners. It was a political decision not to ban slavery. Yeah. First of all, Jefferson, who had slaves, wanted to put that into the Declaration. I know people say, well, he was such a hypocrite. Well, there was in the first draft of the Declaration, he wanted to talk about the evils of slavery, but didn't because it would offend the Southerners. When we were forming the country and the Constitution, three separate times slavery is alluded to. Well, why is that? Because you'd never get the South to go along, and we never would have formed a country. We compromised. Well, I know we look back and say, we shouldn't have compromised. Well, you wouldn't have had a country. You want a country? That's just the way things work. Hey, I heard you talking this first hour. Hey, go win at the local levels. Win.
Yep.
Take home. But, you know, and just win. And then the Patriots become the establishment.
Yep.
If you win, that's kind of the goal.
Absolutely.
That's why in the Constitution it was a little bit flawed. Because we'd never get the South if we'd have banned slavery from the get-go. It just wouldn't have happened.
Well, would have rebelled against the ratification of the Constitution. We would not have had the rule book for our government.
Right. It never would have gotten passed at the convention and never would have been ratified by the states. Neither way would not have happened.
Yeah,
that's absolutely. Just the way it is.
Now, one thing I do want to talk about real quick to wrap this up, because I have something planned for the last segment that I want to talk to you about, is the fact that this has gotten so far away from our current society. Somebody just sent me a page, an ad in a local newspaper, talking about Kamala Harris and Walz. It was all about preserving reproductive rights, preserving abortion, IVF, on and on and on and on. They're basing their entire presidency on basically abortion and abortion rights and reproductive health, they call it. That is so far from God's natural law. How is it that they can even possibly think they can win on that issue? We're going to talk about that real quick. And then I want to talk about Northern Michigan Christian Academy in the final segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Again, the question is, how is it that they think that's a winning campaign policy to put it out there as an issue for this campaign? For president of the United States, they're going to run on women's reproductive health rights.
Two words, proposal three. How'd it go? We lost in Michigan. We lost in Ohio, a more conservative state. The pro-life position lost. That's what they're looking at. That people, even people that are pro-choice, that they can't discern that this is now a state issue. And so they're going to say that Trump Vance are threatening your reproductive rights. And they're going to try to stir their people up to come out and vote against President Trump. That is why President Trump's backing up on that. He's kind of maneuvering a little bit because he knows he has pollsters too. Now, let me make this point here. It's so important. Jefferson said this. He said, look, we have freedom of religion to have it. We don't force people to go to church, but we have a right to our religious opinions, and we have the right by argument to maintain it. One of the worst things happening here, not only are they pro-choice, they're saying that for me to say something against their pro-choice positions, that I am, that's hate speech, and they're making that illegal, that I'm not even going to be able to defend my position by having free speech. That's extremely dangerous. We really got to win this election. But they think it's a winner. That's why they think it's a winner. I hope they're wrong.
I want to talk to you about Northern Michigan Christian Academy. You mentioned school starts on Monday, but you still have open enrollment. And if people are listening, they might want to be considering having their children or their grandchildren attend your school. What would you like to say to those folks that maybe haven't made that decision yet, but maybe are leaning possibly that way before public schools start later this summer, this September. What would you like to say to those folks?
Okay, your parents, are you a Christian? Are you a conservative? Do you want your children taught the Christian biblical position, philosophy, worldview? Then if you do, why would you put them in a public school system that doesn't teach that? That's astounding to me. Well, we don't have the money. Listen, we do everything we can to make this affordable for everybody. Enrollment's never been denied to any student ever based solely on financial hardship. We will work with you. This is our ministry. We have put, literally, our church, millions of dollars into this ministry to continue to go forward. Yeah, we're kind of strict. We have rules. That's true. Nevertheless, you'll get a Christian education here. These kids aren't perfect. Teachers aren't perfect. Yours truly is not perfect. But we do our best to teach them the Christian way of life. So, hey, call us. Call us.
What's the phone number there at the school?
231-548-2216. 231-548-2216.
548-2216. Now, with the short couple of minutes we have left, explain the process. Somebody makes that call. Maybe it's a grandparent. They haven't even discussed this with their own child for their grandchild. Explain the process. They call the office. They get to talk to you or somebody there. What's the process this late in the game with school starting on Monday? How would that go?
You call us. We enroll you. Look, you say, well, we can't enroll on Monday. You can enroll next week, the following week. I'll tell you a little secret. If you came in October, we'll let you enroll. It's just better for the kids if they get going early in our system.
Sure.
But that said, you can enroll anytime. I know this. We have open enrollment. Space is limited. Well, yeah, our space is limited, but we got a lot of space here. There you
right.
go.
So, but they call you, and you set up an interview with the family?
Exactly right. Interview with them, and we explain things. And you got to go, listen, we don't want to teach things contrary to the parents. If somebody comes here and, you know, I find out they don't believe what we believe, and I might tell them, well, you might want to send your children somewhere else, because I don't want to work cross purposes with parents.
Sure.
Not that you have to dot every I and cross every T like we do, but this is a Christian school, and we teach life, academics, everything from the Christian perspective.
Right. So they come in, they interview, they make the decision, and then basically, do you guys meet with the child before you accept their enrollment?
Generally, yes, but more important is the parent. But the child too. But more important is the parent. Listen, our school and the parents, we're partnering up. That's what we're doing. I mean, one of the Ten Commandments is honor your father and your mother. I say it all the time. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. We always back up the parents because they're the ones that God gave the children to or loaned the children to rear for His glory. It's the parents, and we're helping the parents. We're
absolutely
coming alongside.
So if you're aligned with the parents make the decision, the child comes, and they immediately become part of this family between you, the school, and the parents.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I totally support the academy. I know a lot of people have texted me and said things to me, and I said, hey, you know what? Why don't you just simply call them, 231-548-2216. Why don't you go down to the school, talk to Pastor Chatfield, talk to the teachers, and find out for yourself. Don't call me. Don't text me. Go down there yourself and check them out. Again, you can still get your children or grandchildren enrolled in the school. They can get started next week. And avoid public schools. That's the bottom line message for me.
Amen. Thanks. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
God bless.
We'll see you on the radio on Sunday from 11 to noon, sir.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right, sir. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Nathan Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47.